Come to Gladstone, for a life of misery. There's a sign up in the factory saying life is quality. Don't believe it, don't believe it, 'cause it's all a pack of lies. If it wasn't for the bosses, it would be a paradise.
Morning, Bill. Looks like rain.
Doesn't matter, Maud. It's Friday. I'm 3 days off.
Exactly.
Sharon's birthday tonight. We're going down the Legion. You and Ed coming?
Yeah, of course, Duck. We'll be in. Here, will you put this in the kiln for me?
What is it?
Oat cakes. Bacon and cheese.
Oh, no. That's testing me. Can't guarantee it'll be still here come dinner time.
Oh, there it is. In a bit, Duck.
See you, Maud.
Something good to serve you. Oh, Ear! Ouch! That's my head, Deb.
Keep still, will you? I have to be firm. There's a lot of it.
Oh, it's pelting it down out there. Come on, girls. I know it's Friday, but it's nearly 8.
Ow! Ear stuck a pin in me head.
Oh. I'm fisted bugger, into. I'll finish it for you if you want.
Thanks, Maud. Well, Deb does it best. Oh. It's got a mind of its own.
You smell lovely, what's that?
Colt Lamont.
Ooh, yeah, you. Fancy.
It's our Jane's.
Hiya, you all right?
Morning, Clara. Can't grumble, tired up.
Oh.
Still here then, Clara. We're not scared you off yet?
Not quite. Not as easy as it looks, though, is it? Do you remember your first week, Maud?
I do. Remember it well. I was so nervous, my hands were shaking. Aww. Couldn't hardly hold my brush right. My mum worked on Hammersley's, so she said, come down and have a go. But you know, as soon as I held that brush and dipped it in paint, I knew it's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
That's nice. That's lovely, Maud.
Debs, you were same, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I went to art college, I did, so it's all I've ever wanted to.
Oh, bless you, duck.
Puffs and sneezes spread diseases. Keep them in your hanky, pleasers.
Who's got a tissue?
I've got a
morning,
tissue.
Morning, pal. Can you remember your first week at work?
Bloody hell, I can't remember that far back.
Yes, I do. It was my auntie that said come and join them on the pot.
Eileen?
Yeah.
Your mum was good, wasn't it, Maud?
It was one of the best.
Yeah, she was a figure painter. Her did all the pottery for the Queen's coronation.
Such a steady hand.
Did she make the Queen?
No, but Maud did. She came here, didn't she? What year was that?
1955.
Oh, wow. Was she beautiful?
Yeah, she was lovely. Not as lovely as my mum, though.
Oh, bloody hell, I wish I could say that about my mother. It's true, I love her, but I could wring her neck.
I don't know what I'd do without my mum.
My mum's so funny. She's always saying funny stuff, like when I get words wrong about her.
Oh, does she? Don't like what?
Like, you fuckers pig shit, our Clara, or you're a sandwich short of a picnic and stuff like that.
I don't think that's very nice.
Oh, you don't know her. She's only kidding. She's hilarious, honestly.
No, but I don't know her, Duck. You're right.
I know she loves me.
Does she say that?
She doesn't need to. I know.
Doing the brekkie run, Clara, Duck?
No breakfast for me, Shug. I'm just on the morning walks and the fruit before me hours.
You'll be just on the toilet if that's all you're eating.
That's right.
Buttered pikelet for me, Clara.
If Smiler comes round, tell him I've gone toilet.
All right.
Temperature's really dropped this week. Pull that door to.
Morning, girls.
Morning.
Morning.
Where's Pam?
Toilet.
Yeah, toilet.
Where are you going?
Fetch breakfast.
Shut the door.
You know the Royals are in next week. Then China the week after, so no jackets or cordies. Look presentable.
As presentable as we can be with frostbite.
All right, Deb.
They'll come over here, see how we do it, nick our ideas, then do it themselves cheaper.
I'd like to see them try to do this.
Do we know which royal it is, Bert?
No idea. Could be Charles, Philip, Princess Margaret.
She's got lovely hair.
Now get on with some bloody work.
Send Sheila our love, Bert.
I will, Doug.
Yeah,
that was quick.
Oh, my hands aren't working right. It's glass monkeys out there.
It's any much better in here.
Dad up.
Oh, Donna, I forgot to ask you. How was it? Did you see him?
Well, yeah, I saw him in the halfway house early. He was with them twins from Dalton's with the tattoos.
Mm. Oh, is this that fella you like?
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah.
Who were you with?
Our Jane and my mum. He said I looked nice, and well, then he asked where we were going later.
Mm. What did you have on?
My blue dress, and he did my eyes, same colour, and I had that little bag I got from the market.
Like a little crotch bag.
What are you laughing at?
Crotch bag. Carry on, Don.
Well, I like them bags for going to anything.
They do, you're right, Duck.
Anyway, so later, I walked in Jolly's and he was there snogging Sandra Malcolm.
Who?
She was a sticker at Beswick. She works in the precinct now.
Don't know what you mean.
Dog girl, red hair.
Looks a bit like a horse.
Oh, Duck, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Had a bit of a cry and then we went Jimmy's for some chips. I'm all right now. I'll find my husband one day.
Mm, you can have mine.
Oh, mine.
You don't mean that. It must be lovely to get married and that. How long have you been married, Maud?
Well, that'll be 31 years in January.
Is it as lovely as you thought, marriage?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes marriage is just shouting, I can't hear you, from different rooms in the house.
Well, I hope I meet someone who wants to marry me.
Of course you will.
Harder for me. Lads don't like brown girls as much.
Don't talk soft.
Yeah. It's true, they just don't. My sister says the same.
You'll meet somebody. There's plenty more where he came from, Duck.
Mm. Oh, turn it up, turn it up.
Tell me that you feel it too. Tell me we're in this for two. Tell me that you really care.
What the hell's going on in here? I could hear you down the clay end.
Who are you?
Steve, replacing Bert. I want to know what's going on.
Did he know he was leaving today? We're friends with Bert, don't we?
Yeah, too friendly by the looks of it. None of your business. Good job I'm here. Looks like this place needs some order back.
All right, keep your hair on.
Back to your benches now.
Oi, we've still got 5 minutes of us lunching.
What have you all got on your heads?
Rollers.
Why are you wearing rollers at work?
School Friday.
What?
We all go out after work, so we have to do our hair now, otherwise
I couldn't care less what you lot do after work. You don't wear rollers in here again. We're making pottery, it's not bloody hairdressers. Do you understand?
Our work's second to none.
Well, it doesn't look like it from here.
I'm training. Gilded many plates have you, Steve? Could you do it?
I don't need no I'll do it. I just need to know what a badden looks like.
Now, hang on a minute. There are no baddens.
There's an Health and Safety Act now, you know, and if they saw you lot like this, they'd have a field day. It stops today. I mean it. No more Curl Friday.
Curl Friday is as old as me, Doug. He doesn't interfere with our work. Bert never minded.
I don't care what Bert did. I'm in charge and I do mine. If I see another roller in here again, I'll dock your pay. All of you. That clear? Good. Now back to what I pay you for.
He's on a bloody power trip.
Small man syndrome, that's what that is.
Bet he's got a tiny pecker.
Yeah, and it's taking it out on us.
Put that music back on.
I don't think that's a good idea, Deb.
It's Friday, we always have the music on.
If I get me pay docked, it won't be worth me coming in work.
To be fair, he said he'd dock our pay for the rollers, not the music.
He ain't docking our wages for nothing, he can't.
I don't want to take the risk. I could do with the extra spending money for meals.
He doesn't have the right to just come in here and...
I mean, technically, he does.
Maud, what do you think?
Put the music on, girls. It's Friday.
Bloody hell, girls. Thought you'd gone home. Has they had bad news? It's still Friday, you know.
All right, Bill.
New floor manager. Have you seen him?
Saw him down the clay end. I thought he was stood in an hole.
Small man syndrome, isn't it?
It's small summer syndrome, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, I bet his wife is thoroughly dissatisfied.
Yeah.
Oh, she could be dead dominant and that's why he's angry.
Oh, I watched a programme on it. Yeah, he could be getting tied up and whipped every night, so he's trying to get him in a power back.
He says he's docking our pay for coming rollers again.
You can't do that, surely.
Of course he bloody can't. It's not affecting our work.
Except my work won't any good, but I'm only training.
Exactly. He ain't got a clue what he's talking about.
Yeah. Where's Maud gone?
She walked out ages ago. Thought she'd gone toilet.
Don, go check, see if she's in the toilet. You did have a go at her. She might be upset.
She has been quiet, hasn't her?
Did you pass her on your way up, Bill?
No, I haven't seen her since breakfast.
Her's not in the toilet.
Well, I can't have gone far. Perhaps she's having it out with our new jockey.
She doesn't like shouting. Remember on Gary's 50th?
Can we have quiet fun? Well, her dad was a bit of a bully, you know. That's why she's so stoic, I think. She was scared of her dad.
I didn't know that.
I'm right, aren't I, Bill?
Oh, yeah. He was a tough bugger, was Mr. Salt. Everybody knew it. Yeah. Maud and her mum were terrified of him.
Probably why she was so upset. Well, bad memories or something.
I don't want him to come back while there's no ear. He might shout at her again.
You all right, Maud? We were worried about you.
I've been talking to Janet. Union Janet. Here, listen. It's Bill Sharon's birthday tonight. They're having a do at the Legion. I want you all there before you go out.
Oh, we were going to go straight jollies.
Oh, I can't give the Legion in me dress, Maud.
I'm wearing a miniskirt and all. We'll give the granddads an heart attack.
Hang on. Why do you want us all there, Maud?
Because we need to discuss how it's all going work.
How's all what's going work? What are you on about?
Protest behaviour. I've been talking to Janet. That man can't come in here, talk to us like that and get away with it. And if we don't nip this in the bud, he'll think he can. Now, I've got a plan, but I don't want to discuss it in here. So we meet there at 7. All right.
Yeah? I actually think standing up to people's important.
Yeah. All right, Maud. We'll be there.
Right. Sounds like fighting talk. I'll see you later.
Good.
Hiya, ladies. I'm looking for a goldsmith. Am I in the right place?
Oh, yeah. You're in the right place, darling.
Give over, girls. You're embarrassing him. Are you the new apprentice, Doug?
I am. Yeah, first day. It's my first day.
Where are you from?
Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. Ian, would you do us a favour?
Yeah.
You see that storeroom on your left? Would you go in there for a long wait for us?
Yeah, grand. Thanks.
I feel bad for him.
Oh, give over.
Did you hear his accent? I've never met anyone from anywhere else before.
That was quick as on to the next.
Bless
him, look at him.
How long do you reckon?
At least another 20 minutes. You all right in there, Jack?
Grand, won't be long.
No.
Oh, that's too much.
Where are you going?
Oh, it's just a bit of fun, Don.
She's all sorry for me.
Oh, hiya. I'll just be a minute.
You'll be a bit longer than that, I think.
How do you mean?
What did they ask you for?
A long wait. I can't see anything that looks like a wait. What?
Say it again, slowly.
A long wait. Oh, no. I'm a feckin' idiot.
A what?
I'm an idiot. That's what we say. You'd say I'm an idiot.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. Do I have to go back in there now?
No. I'll take it the other way around. You'll have to walk past, though. Keep your head down.
How was your long wait, though?
Did you find it?
Long wait.
Oh, I'm dead in barrel. Look it up, then, I